Introduction. Regardless of why you picked up this book, you've got 100 other things you could be doing. Whether you're a lifelong Christian or dipping your toes in the water for the first time, you're probably trying to decide whether reading this book might offer you a genuine, personalized payoff. Otherwise, why bother? But what kind of payoff? How about learning some facts about Christ? In itself, that's not very rewarding. How about a deep, personal comprehension that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God? Well, that's substantially more valuable, but we can do better than that. How about a truly joyous life? Your life. I mean, I can't deny it, wow, I love it, enthusiasm for the things of God. And a fresh, bright view of yourself and your life circumstances. Seriously. Joy, peace, power, and light are the signature blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But for years, I didn't understand how to experience these blessings. What a tragedy! I soon discovered I was not alone. This book exists to make sure those blessings are not missed. And if you already feel joy in Christ today, I testify that it can and will be deepened as you once again immerse yourself in the Master's life and teachings. Lepers, the Walking Dead. Some days later, Jesus and his followers are walking in another area of Galilee. It's now common for large crowds to gather and walk with him for a while. But suddenly, a frightening thing happens. Quote, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." End quote. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. The poor man kneeling before Jesus looks awful. Being full of leprosy, his skin and hair are freakish, and his face looks like a Halloween mask. People nearby shrink back in horror, never having been so close to someone like this. Yet he falls near the feet of Jesus, who is completely unafraid. People back then were terrified by leprosy, which is highly contagious. Today we can treat it with simple antibiotics, but in those days, it was a death sentence. How it applies to me. The hope of healing and forgiveness. Here again, we can take real heart from the symbolism of all these stories. Healing our body is a lot like healing our spirit. God can and will heal and forgive us based on our needs, faith, and sincere efforts, just like the determined leper and the sick man who stopped at nothing to reach the Savior. These are stories of incredible hope. What would I do? Let's assume I have an opportunity to help a disabled woman from my church family move out of her home. Her home is the worst-looking and most foul-smelling disaster I have ever experienced, with bugs in there, too. But I know she really needs help and looks to me as a friend. Will I help? When I walk among people in stores, streets, airports, or elsewhere, do I try to follow Jesus' example by noticing and helping people who need a hand? Am I quick with a friendly word and a smile? Am I a point of light for others? You have reached the end of the audio sample.